This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James C. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, the free iHeartRadio app. You can listen to my show, The Conservative Circus, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning. And follow me on X at James T. Harris. Donald Trump is man of the year. I'm sorry, that was sexist. He's the person of the year. You know, you can't... This is epic. This is mythical. Have you seen the side-by-side pictures online of the mugshot of Donald J. Trump right next to the Time Person of the Year? Come on. Do you remember? Of course you do. When Trump was ousted out of office, he refused to concede. The media was just beating him up. Do you remember he had been deplatformed, kicked off of Twitter, couldn't go on Facebook, Instagram, nothing. They silenced him. And then they tried to impeach him. And then they started the January 6th commission. Do you remember this? And then the lawfare. Do you remember the raid on Mar-a-Lago? All of this going on. And Trump was at his lowest. How in the world did he come back? Well, you know what? Part of it is that you the people, you Americans out there, you MAGA nation, you never believed any of the lies. None of it. And you stayed with him. And you watched him as he built momentum. He built momentum, I should say. And then something happened. All of this lawfare against him backfired. That mugshot where he had to go down to, was it Fulton County, Georgia? And he had to go through the black community. Did you see black folks lining up to see the motorcade go by? And that's when he said, he's us. That mugshot was a mistake. You had Americans of African descent who have been falsely accused by law enforcement. It happens. The feds, they're like, now, okay, Trump understands. And people just sat by and watched him just get, you know, more and more fakery. He raped the old wrinkled up woman in the department store. No, he didn't. Come, stop it. He's an accused. Stop it. He stole federal documents. Stop it. All of this was easy. You could see what was going on. You had Fanny down there, Fanny Willis with her boyfriend. You know, I'm laughing now. At the time, you know, people were like, I have to be honest with you. I said throughout this whole period, this is not going to stick. It's not going to work. And now here we are. The president, Donald Trump, wins the presidency. He wins every single battleground state. They get the House, or to keep the House. They gain seats in the Senate. He has a clear mandate. Hold on. He wins the popular vote. How can he not? How could he not be the person of the year? Before he even takes office, you got foreign dignitaries, leaders flying over to Mar-a-Lago, the very place that the FBI raided Melania's panty drawers. You got all of the leaders of the world coming down there now. So much so that the neighbors are complaining. Listen, I understand. You got to do too many people. Too many people. They had to give it to him, right? No, they didn't have to. But then again, they had to, because he deserved it.
The person of the year who, for better or for worse,
better or worse,
influence on the news in 2024 is Donald Trump.
Okay, there it is. Donald Trump, 2024 person of the year.
Hold on. For better or for worse? Why be guessing for better or for worse? See, that's just the media bias. That's the liberal bias. But that's okay. Go ahead. Tell us why.
I mean, look, often the person who wins the U.S. presidential election does end up on the cover of this magazine. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this choice.
This is someone who made a historic comeback, mm-hmm. who reshaped the American presidency, and who's reordering American politics. It's hard to argue with the fact that the person who's moving into the Oval Office is the most influential person in the news.
You're right about that. He's reshaping all of it, and he hasn't even been sworn in yet. Person of the year.
Was this a matter of heated debate inside the Time newsroom? I mean, you had some interesting contenders who you could have made an argument for.
Good.
Absolutely. And when you come down to try to pick the sort of, 8 billion people on the planet and who are the 5 billion people, or the 5 people who had the most influence on the news, there's always a hot debate. Although I have to admit that this year was an easier decision than in years past.
Oh, yes, it would have to be. I mean, it was either going to be that or Elon Musk. The man shot a missile up into space and then made it come back and land on the platform. I mean, that enough. That's right there. What? But no, it was Trump. It was Trump. And you know what? I absolutely love it. I love it. Because the moment it was announced, you knew the left was going to lose its mind. You need look no further than Joy Reid from MSNBC.
But to be clear, getting this title is not like winning an Academy Award.
No.
It's not like, as actress Sally Field said in 1985 when winning her second Oscar, I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
You like me. You really like me. I remember that, actually. I watched that live. You like me.
No. As Time magazine describes it, for 97 years, the editors of Time have been picking the person of the year, the individual who, for better or for worse, did the most to shape the world mm-hmm. and the headlines over the past 12 months.
Correct.
In many years, that choice is a difficult one. In 2024, it was not. The key line, for better or for worse, is not much of a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And we all know which one yeah, falls under.
No, come on.
Remember who else has been given this title in years past in the same category. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Ayatollah Khomeini, and Vladimir Putin.
Holy cow.
Won the distinction twice, just like Trump.
Wow, this woman is a hater. Oh, my goodness. Joy Reid, what is wrong with you? What happened to you? Just become so bitter.
Every single member.
It's who is that? Somebody slipped up in there. What is going on? You know what? As bad as Joy Reid felt, you got to listen to Don Lemon. Don Lemon almost had a meltdown. Don Lemon just can't figure out why. How could Time do this? Do they know who they elevated?
You have someone on the cover of your magazine who is an adjudicated assaulter. You have someone who inspired an insurrection. You have someone who, without a doubt, the evidence is there, tried to overturn a free and fair election. You had someone who had multiple criminal counts and found guilty on multiple criminal counts. And you name them person of the year? Is this a joke? Did we get something wrong? Did someone scam us? Are we sure about this?
Yeah,
producers?
Yeah, we are.
There is a convicted felon on the cover of Time magazine as the person of the year. Maybe we're being scammed. Did someone put out a fake tweet or something about this?
No, Don, it's the world we live in. Don Lemon, how have the mighty fallen? Don Lemon, who used to be on CNN and had somewhat of an audience, and he would berate the president on a nightly basis. Don Lemon, fired from CNN, the first of more to come, gets fired from X when he tries to take on Elon Musk. It's pitiful. Left X a couple of weeks ago to go over to Blue Sky, Blue Zone, Blue Moon, whatever that is. Nobody's watching. But this video broke through. It's called Schadenfreude. How can a convicted criminal be on the cover of Time magazine? You got Joy Reid. You know, Mussolini was on that cover and Hitler was on it twice. And now you've got Trump on it twice. Haters, hate, 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 hate. Haters. But that's okay. Hey, did you hear that LeBron James is taking a personal break from playing with the Lakers? What's going on? What is going on? Well, a lot of people are speculating. They're speculating that LeBron and a lot of folks out there are about to get theirs. Ooh, I'll tell you what the speculation is. Coming up next, James T. Harris, sitting in for The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I'm a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, KNST, 790 KNST in Tucson, and the free iHeartRadio app. You can follow me on X. You know, earlier this year, there was a podcast by Shannon Sharp. It's called Club Shay Shay. Before Cat Williams went on the show, people knew about it, especially in the black community. But after Cat Williams, this thing blew up. It was the most successful podcast that Shannon Sharp ever put out. He said that he earned more money from that podcast than his contract years working playing for the Denver Broncos. That's crazy. What made that podcast so popular? Well, you had Cat Williams, who is a comedian, a very funny man. But, you know, he never was as large as other comedians out there. He never kind of broke through to the upper echelon of Hollywood. And the reason why he didn't, he said, because he was not willing to compromise. In that almost 3-hour podcast, Cat Williams spilled the tea. Is that what the kids say today? Spilled the tea? He exposed what's going on in Hollywood and what you had to do in order to be successful. You had to basically be a ticket taker, take the ticket. Some folks would say, sell your soul to the devil. Others would say, have sexual relations with P. Diddy. Wait, what? Yeah. Yes. And, of course, you're not supposed to talk about it. Oh, it was a sensational podcast, and it took the nation by storm. And then it started to spread all throughout Western civilization. What's going on in Hollywood?
Do you know what the number one job of somebody that sold their soul in Hollywood is?
What?
Is to act like it didn't happen. They all do the same job. It's a cabal. It's a consortium. They rock with who they rock with, and they don't with who they don't.
You know what? And you can't talk about it. There was one actress, actually, that went on the show, and it was being hosted by one of the consortium, and she started talking about what was happening behind the scenes, and you could see him shaking his head, like telling her, no, no. And she was so naive. I'm not supposed to talk about this. No, no, no. And then she shut up. It was a well-kept secret for years, for decades. This is like Epstein's type stuff. And then P. Diddy, rapper, artist, he got arrested. And the feds, the FBI raided his home. And in every room in the home, they found cameras. What? And all of the evidence was confiscated. And a few months later, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, was thrown in the hoosegow. This is after. This all came after the Cat Williams podcast Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million 4 times. 4 times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin I was telling you about. Right, because P. Diddy be wanting to body. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did.
ain't no party like a Diddy party. That's what LeBron James is also famous for saying. Ain't no party like a Diddy party. Now that the trap is closing, you've got LeBron James who's taking some time off, and people are speculating it's because of the Diddy thing. Because you had a MMA fighter call out LeBron James a couple of days ago about the parties. You have now fans heckling him at different events about the parties. He needs a mental break. He needs to, you know, take a time out here, figure out next steps. Hollywood has been very, very quiet. Here's another thing. All of these Hollywood people that were coming out and supporting Kamala Harris, all of them were friends of Diddy. Late last week, you had Jay-Z. There's charges against him. Charges that he had raped a young woman, a young girl, 11, 13 years. 20 years have passed, but she's suing civilly. What? And that's linking Jay-Z, who's married to Beyonce, with P. Diddy. And then Cat Williams, you know, again, all of this happened after Cat Williams' prediction. Here's the prediction heard around the world.
All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. All lies will be exposed. That's all.
All lies will be exposed. Here's the latest. This came out yesterday. Diddy accused of drugging, raping three men as recently as 2020. What? Yeah. Yeah. And the complaints keep coming. Now, let me get just a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole. The hope was that Kamala Harris would win this, because you know what? The Obamas are tied up with Diddy as well. The hope was that Kamala Harris would win and then, like, do all of these pardons, preemptive pardons for everybody. But now that the Obamas have screwed over Joe, there's no hope for that for the Diddy crew. Isn't this interesting? Father God, break the arms of the corrupt. Liberals want us to talk about health care. I'm not willing to do that. Not just because some lunatic killed an innocent man. Do you know the innocent man's name? We'll talk about it coming up next. James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona. 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. You can also listen to me on the free iHeartRadio app, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, and follow me also on at 6 to 10 a.m., by the way, on X at James T. Harris. Came back with a little ice baby. Mr. Producer, who sang that song again? That was back in the day. Vanilla Ice. A very popular rapper for a moment. Song still lives on. You know, this week, it was crazy. This is crazy. We had the subway rider, I believe Daniel Penny, who ended up getting acquitted, got off. Last Friday, was one case was hung up and another one found not guilty, and he's free on the very same day. We've got a CEO, healthcare executive, gunned down in cold blood. Cold blood. And what was crazy is the response on social media. The killer, the assassin, was praised, celebrated. Before he was even caught, celebrated, speaking on behalf of the people. And then all of a sudden, we're told it's time for us to have a serious conversation about healthcare, because it's obvious the assassin was frustrated with some aspect of the insurance. Really? Well, you know what? They're right. They were right. When he was caught, he had a manifesto with them, and it was ridiculous. You know, no remorse for the man he had killed. They're going around and saying the assassin's name. I refuse to say it. You know, he wants that attention. Talking about, you know, how he grew up. You want to talk about white privilege. The boy was wealthy. He went to private all boys school, graduated top of his class, went to Ivy League out there at UPenn, got 2 degrees. I mean, white privilege. He's the heir to some, I think, some hotels, some kind of money. White privilege is usually the white privilege that become domestic terrorists. Think Weather Underground, Patty Hearst. Yeah, but the left's not talking about white privilege. The left's not talking about, you know, gun control, ghost guns, and all any of that, because they love the reasoning behind the murder. Health care. You've got Joy Reid. Oh, she was all over this one. Yeah.
Almost immediately after news broke that United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson had been killed, people began posting their frustrations with United Healthcare and other insurance companies online. Many reactions included horror stories about being denied.
Oh, well, there it is. We talked about Brian Thompson. Now we're just going to move on. Now it's all about healthcare.
Including United Healthcare denying anti-nausea medicine for a pediatric patient on chemo. Now, murder is always wrong, full stop.
Oh, sure.
You cannot emphasize that.
Cannot emphasize it enough.
But that truth can also exist with another truth.
But
that plenty of injustices exist within the American healthcare system. Thompson's life should not have been taken because of those injustices. But it is important to understand why people are reacting the way they are. American healthcare
is
already complex, unaffordable for many, inaccessible, and broken.
Right.
And many blame that fact on United Healthcare, the largest health insurance company in the United States. It covers more than 50 million people. It's also the largest employer of physicians after years of buying out their practices. It's a for-profit company that stands to benefit immensely if health insurance becomes fully privatized.
So there we go with Joy Reid, MSNBC, using the death of Brian Thompson to advance their agenda. It's sickening to me. But I'll give Joy Reid the benefit of the doubt. At least she mentioned Brian Thompson's name. Elizabeth Warren, well, she didn't.
The billionaires run it all is they get the opportunity to squeeze every last penny.
Yeah.
And look, we'll say it over and over. Violence is never the answer. Mm-hmm. This guy gets a trial who's
this
allegedly
mm-hmm.
killed
mm-hmm.
the CEO of United Health.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only push people so far.
Oh, really?
And then they start to take matters into their own
hands. Oh, really? Tell that to the J6 people. You can only push people so far. You can only take steal the election so far before you just push people. Wait a minute. What about the pro-lifers who are trying to, you know, march for life and getting arrested by the FBI as abortionists are killing babies? You can only push these people so far. Does that logic work there? Chief Spreading Bull, she of the high cheekbones who lied, white privilege, who lied about being a Native American so she can get her jobs in the university and eventually in politics. Oh, breathe, James. Breathe. Breathe. You can only push people so far. So here we have a man, Brian Thompson, killed in cold blood, shot in the back. Talk about a coward ass move. Shot in the back. Brian Thompson, small town Iowa boy, went to public schools, went to the state university. Brian Thompson worked himself up through the company. Married to one woman, had children. He's an involved father. I read that he never missed the son's game. He would, as busy as he was, he would make time to see his son play ball. Brian Thompson, who started at the bottom and worked his way to the top. We're talking merit here. No privilege. No Ivy League schools or degrees. No private all-boys schools. No rich inheritance. Brian Thompson's from flyover country. Brian Thompson lived in the Midwest. Self-made. Family. Oh, we're not talking about him. Where are the people in the street saying, say his name? Say his name. Now all the folks in the healthcare community, all CEOs across the board, they're taking down their social media. They don't want to have their pictures up. Why? Because you have asshats, you know, going around with wanted pictures for CEOs. This isn't about healthcare. This is a class war being stoked by the Marxists among us. These people. The Palestine protesting, that's going nowhere. Black Lives Matter is dead. Oh, here's a new one. Here's the new one. Class war. And then you have politicians like Elizabeth Warren. You have journalists, so-called, like Joy Reid, pushing it. It makes me, it just enrages me. You got people out there, oh, I want to have a sexual relationship. Did you see his abs? Did you see his abs? How could he dare get caught in McDonald's? And the McDonald's employee that caught it in, he has to have security now. A McDonald's employee has to have security. This is insane. Our culture is circling the drain. And you know what? I'm just going to tell you, the media, they're pushing it. They're the ones that are pouring gas on the fire. No, it is not time for us to have a conversation about healthcare, not under these circumstances. This is time for us to have a conversation about our values. I think that's what we'll do next. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, the free iHeartRadio app. You can listen to my show, The Conservative Circus, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. Did you see the first lady? Did you see her this week? I think that she was out punking the vice president of the United States. I think she was. She was talking about the season, how we need to have more joy.
I think we all need like this, you know, we all need to feel joy now.
Joy.
During this time of the season, during this time. So anyway, okay, now I'll start. You're all reading into that.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're reading about how Kamala Harris's campaign was supposed to be about joy. Joy, 'tis the season. You know, when I was a kid, Charlie Brown special came on. It's Christmas, and you had Charlie Brown very, very frustrated. He said, "Does anyone know what Christmas is all about?" And then Linus, he replied, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." He then concluded his answer with the historical account of the birth of Jesus found in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." That was in December of 1965. You know, around 1863, a poem by Henry Longfellow was used in the wonderfully warm Christmas chorus, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day." Repeated throughout the song is the phrase, "Peace on earth, goodwill towards men." Now, one might question the validity of that musical refrain, or indeed the biblical text, goodwill toward men, really? In a year that began with turmoil, it was drenched throughout the political debauchery, continued in a hellstorm of war, crime, racial pandering, sexual absurdity, and is ending with the twisted view that victims shot in the back deserve it, and good guys defending victims are criminals. Some might wonder if the Christmas bells are worth listening to. Some might call into question what Linus was talking about, peace on earth. Was the writer of the gospel, the poem, the song, or the cartoon, were they dealing in reality? Well, you know what? Yes. Yes. When peace on earth, goodwill to men, is understood in the appropriate linguistic context and is translated beyond the English poem or an American cartoon, a deeper appreciation and understanding of the birth of Christ can be cultivated by believers. The literal translation of Luke chapter 2, verse 14 is, "Glory in the highest to God, and on the earth peace in men of favor." Peace is not an absence of conflict, turmoil, debauchery, or absurdity. Peace is knowing that God is with us through the process. Jesus was in perfect peace with his heavenly Father, whether he was lying in a feeding trough as a newborn baby or while hanging on a cross as the Savior of the world. Peace is what Christmas is all about. This peace is not found in everyone, but is in men of favor. Men and women of favor are those individuals with whom God is well pleased. Rabbi Paul, he made it clear, using the same Christmas term of favor, that obedient believers are those individuals with whom God is well pleased. Obedient. This is what he wrote in Philippians. "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out, not for, your salvation with fear and trembling." Meaning, be serious about being obedient. "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and work for his good pleasure." His favor being well pleased. Thus, the Christmas promise carried on the wonderful voices of the heavenly host is not a world without war or crime, but a confidence in the life of an obedient believer that God is with them through the process. Slightly different meaning, right? The creator of the universe took on the form of a man and started his brief life on this planet in Bethlehem. This baby Jesus offers a right relationship with God by simply believing in him for eternal life. And then, as if that gift were not enough, the same baby born in a stable in ancient Judea offers peace. Wonderful peace. To those who are born again and serious, they're serious about keeping his commandments. That is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. That is what we need to embrace to deal with the crazy, the lunatic, dare I say, demonic evil that is unfolding before us. Well, we wanted to know. We wonder what these 4 years in the wilderness was about. If Trump were in office and he was helping the good times of the world, we wouldn't see everything we have seen for the last 3.5 years. We wouldn't see these policies and these godless people in our country in positions of power lying to us on a daily basis. We wouldn't see. But now we do. And the battle's not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, my friends. But let us engage. It's been a pleasure sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. Again, my name is James T. Harris. You can find me on the free iHeartRadio app at KFK, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, the free iHeartRadio app. Until we meet again.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.